Welcome to Phone Sex with Lily Show, where talent in front and behind the camera is showcased and explored. As you can imagine, there are a lot of characters and personalities in this industry. Listen as they share their stories. But first, grab your lube and get comfortable because the guests will unknowingly be subjected to phone sex with a porn star, webcam model, and your host, Lily Craven.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello?
Hello?
It's so noisy where you're at.
Oh, I don't think it's that noisy.
Oh, do you like lots and lots of noise?
Maybe sometimes. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I'm kind of noisy.
Oh, what kind of noisy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of loud.
Like loud or loud?
Sometimes I can be really loud or I can be loud.
Oh, wow. I really like the loud. So where would you use that loud voice?
I guess there's a few places, but the most popular is probably the bedroom.
Oh, that's where I would definitely use my loud voice. Or on the phone.
Yeah.
It's always fun then.
Oh, yeah.
You're watching Phone Sex with Lily Show. I am here all the way in New Jersey at Exotica 2023. Please introduce yourself.
I am Emma Cirrus.
Emma Cirrus. Yeah. And you are in what booth right now?
I am at the Ultimate Honey Girls booth.
And what is Honey Girls?
So basically, it is a company that hires models to be basically affiliate models. You know, they're showing off, sponsoring some products.
Ooh, so that's fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, what is your genre?
Ooh, my genre. I don't know, I've done quite a few things.
Okay.
But I've done a lot of boy-girl stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Do you do like Taboo, or are you a stepdaughter, or a teacher, or a girl next door, maybe?
I've been like, I guess the most is usually like naughty girl next door or stepdaughter. I've done a lot of that, you know, cute and innocent. Yes, wink, wink.
She looks very sweet. If you were my neighbor, I would be a little nervous. Yeah, because you would probably pounce my sons.
Maybe.
Okay, so if you had a group, well, we don't know if it'll a group. If there were third graders and they were going to fight with you, how many of them would have to be to take you out?
For third graders?
Yeah, how many would have to fight you to take you down?
Probably at least, maybe seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
You're a scrapper.
I don't know. I've never tried to fight kids, so I don't know.
They're vicious, you know. They're like little pit bulls.
I don't know. They're kind of short, though, and I'm kind of tall, so maybe... You know, so maybe they'll just bite my legs or something.
And you would just go like that?
Yeah, just kind of kick them out the way.
Yeah. She would just be...
Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Okay, so seven. I had a group of third graders ask me that question.
Oh,
so.
Goodness.
So otherwise, though, okay, you have five choices of liquids. They're going to come out of the tip of your fingers.
Okay.
You only get five liquids. They don't have to be edible. Which five liquids would you pick?
Oh, dang. Okay. So I guess water would be cool.
Water.
You know, honestly, lube would be pretty convenient.
Lube, water.
Cranberry juice. I love cranberry juice. It's so fucking good.
And what do you mix that with?
I'll drink it straight or mix it with vodka.
Yep. Oh! You going to put that as your fourth? Vodka?
That would honestly be a good way to save some money. So let's make the fourth one vodka.
Okay, vodka, and then five.
Dang, five.
Yeah, you're on your last one.
I know, and that's like the hardest one.
It's gonna have to be a good one.
Yes, it's gotta be a good one. Okay, let's just go weird and say gasoline.
Oh, no, that's not weird at all.
Save me some money that way too.
I was hoping, I'm glad you did water and gasoline, because most everyone would say cum. Lube, cum, you know, all this, like, and I'm like, oh.
I don't need cum to come out of my fingers. I've got it coming out of other people already.
She's got it all over. Huh? She can pull it out of anything. Yeah. So that's good. You had a little bit of survival in you.
Yeah.
See?
Just enough.
See, porn stars know how to survive, yeah. Right?
We're trying.
So where can they find your content?
So I'm kind of all over the place, but my Instagram, if you want to be safe, is at emma.searis, or you can find me on all the other platforms for Emma Searis.
Any OnlyFans?
Yep, OnlyFans is at Emma Searis, Fansly, Emma Searis, whatever. Yep, you can Google it.
Just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. It'll make it easy.
All right, well, thank you so much for chatting with me. We're here at Exotica, New Jersey, 2023, at the Expo, and we are signing off.
All right, see ya.